really going to force you to be more mindful. But you wouldn't want to spend the rest of your life counting your breaths. Can you think of anything? Or just kind of, you don't want to see meditation as just some kind of control thing. You know, you're always controlling all your movements and so on. Yet that could be helpful. But imagine kind of counting your spoons. 1, 2. That might make you mindful, but it'll probably drive you crazy too. So the point of techniques, I think, like very obvious techniques, is to get you into the present moment. But I think then you want to loosen up and look at, eventually, you want to look at the very fellow that's doing the technique. Seems to me that this, you know, in terms of the spiritual life, that would be a very important insight around ego, self, the whole idea of being a doer. But I think to do those, you obviously need some samadhi. You need to be present. You need to be grounded enough to make that exploration. At least that's how I see it. So I think one often goes from the obvious to the subtle in that way. So things just like doing pranayama, deep breathing, is great. It's really, really great. You can do that for a long, long time. To like for dullness or sleeping or restlessness. So I've done a lot of that in my own practice, to just get into some really deep breathing for 20 minutes or something like that. And to know how to do that well, ujjayi pranayama or whatever you like to do, to know how to do that well is so helpful, because then you have a really specific kind of exercise that you do, and then you extend that to qigong or yoga or whatever. So there are those more obvious kinds of things to do, and they are so very helpful. And I think we all just find a kind of little toolkit of things, very obvious practices of kindness. So, you know, really bringing up images of people that you love and care for, and then holding it in the heart and learning about that, so that becomes a kind of tone. It's really nice to see how folk are taking care of you. It's really very heartwarming to see the kind of, you know, the embrace of kindness, how stabilizing that is, huh? In many, many ways. So I was thinking that, like, that image of you coming up the hill and someone has got you firmly in the arm, and I think, yeah, that's what we need to do with our own minds. You know, we need that kind of firm embrace of kindness rather than the, you know, the bitter cane of judgment. Whack, if you're a dumbo, you're under the duvet again, kind of thing. So there's imagery, but there's kind of very specific things we learn to do, isn't there? So for me, like breathing, knowing how to play around with the breath, knowing how to make it deep and strong, knowing how to be with the end of the out-breath, making it subtle, making it smooth. There's a whole range of things there that I feel confident around with the breath. Then the heart practices, just being very, very deliberate in that way, bringing up my teachers, and really making that strong, and then going through the whole monastery, going through the whole group of you. I sometimes watch from the window here to see if everyone's come, and then I say another person, may you be well. May you be well as you go into the shrine room. So then I come into the shrine room, it feels really neat, really nice. So those are kind of, they become just a part of one's living. They're not just some kind of technique that is separate from the less than life. They're just ways of integrating this into ordinary life. And then the kind of more subtle things, perhaps, like just the noticing of space as opposed to form. Well, that's a very interesting one. So you're just sitting in the room, and then you notice space. And that's very hard to describe, because space has no description. But it is here, isn't it? It is here, and it does have an effect on consciousness when one allows that to sort of register. And then like, what does he mean by that? So you look for space. You can look for the fan, you can hear sounds in space. That means you have to take your attention away from objects and just notice space. And you see your mind relaxes. And you start to relate consciousness and space. You see that relationship. And it's very peaceful, very spacious in that way. But you're not spaced out. You know, if you're not grounded and you think, I'll do space. And then, you know, 45 minutes later, you've been all over the planet and thinking and planning and worrying and so on. Then, no. Now, bring the mind together. Do something more deliberate. So this kind of mind turning on the mind, or mind noticing the mind, is a very interesting one, actually, if you have enough settledness to do that. So perhaps in this meditation, I'll just do that body meditation. We'll go through that and just a few elements in it. And then I'll suggest a way of just the mind turning to the mind. And in that practice, what happens is that usually any time you do a practice, there is a tendency to try to find something. Right? So you're trying to find the mind. It doesn't have a place. It doesn't have a fixed place, and yet consciousness is functioning. So then there's a kind of, it depends, I mean, each one has a different experience, but it's a kind of restlessness, and then you begin to kind of notice a sense of a doer coming and going, and you kind of, more and more the mind just remains open, and then there's the realization of emptiness, so the sense of a doer falls away. Now, as soon as I say anything concrete like that, then you try to find emptiness, right? As soon as any kind of concretization of this, you know, okay, I'm going to find emptiness, where is it? You know, and you're lost again looking for an object. So this is just the nature of words. So then you come back to ideas like being receptive, mind knowing the mind. And that's much more subtle than pranayama or taking up an object of compassion and bringing that to mind. It's a much more subtle kind of thing to do. And in that subtlety, I think one notices that there is this tendency of trying to get something or try to do something. Ah, what's that? And that begins to be seen as an object in itself, and the mind recedes into a more quiet place. So there's some kind of suggestions around that. But with these techniques and ideas, they are just that, the suggestions to experiment with. Basically, you know, if you find something works well, go for it. Hone it, get it really, really good at it, and don't worry if it's not what the teacher says. It's more important that it brings you into the present moment and sustains and nourishes that sense of deep presence. Okay, let's try some of that meditation. Perhaps begin by listening then. And the kind of important consideration is that you're noticing the type of consciousness or mindfulness there. So listening, and then non-greed. It's not like you're trying to find a sound or get any kind of experience, just receptive, non-greed, non-hatred. Acceptance, everything belongs, everything's included. And non-confusion, you really are with the moment, non-delusion. So just pure listening. And as I've been saying, like riding a bicycle, getting the balance point. and come to the breathing. Feel the breathing of the body. And just gently lengthen the breath quietly so you don't disturb your neighbor. Nice and quiet, smooth, long breath in. Long breath out. Long breath in. And long breath out. Now notice that's a very obvious thing to do. And then as soon as your mind starts to wander, the breath becomes shallow. So you can do that for a while to establish a clear presence. Long breath in, long breath out. And then use the breath with the spine. So go take the base of the spine down and up. First of all, down with the out breath. So long breath in, long breath out, pushing down into the floor, growing down into the floor with the base of the spine. Long breath in, long breath out. Pushing down. Feel the spine, base of the spine going into the floor. Long breath in, long breath out, downwards. Again, this is very obvious, so it requires a kind of very obvious effort. Long breath in, long breath out, and then the other side, stretching up through the upper spine, through the neck, imagining your head going up to the ceiling. Long breath in, long breath out, stretching upwards. And both ways, long breath in, long breath out, down into the floor, up into the sky, like a tree. Roots of the tree, branches of the tree. So you feel the spine has a good stretch. Again, this is very obvious and something you can reintroduce any time. Feeling dull or sleepy. Long breath in, long breath out, stretching both ways. You can do this for a long, long time. But for now, just come back to a normal breath. Find a breath now where you feel comfortable. Play around with it. Make it nice and smooth. And let your body be straight. Just feel a nice, smooth breath. In the body. And then bring your breath to the center of the chest, or feel the breath at the center of the chest. And then practice gratitude. So when you, on the in-breath, raise into consciousness the image and name of a person who has been very good to you. And then name them, visualize them. And bring that name into the center of the chest on the in-breath. And then wish them well, wish them express gratitude. Thank you, may you be well. So this is also very obvious. And you're not trying to manufacture anything, you're just getting in touch with gratitude. So I think of my teacher, Lompal, on the in-breath. And that very easily brings up gratitude. And then the out-breath, may you be well, thank you. And then just feel what the tone of the heart is, the mind, when there is a sense of gratitude. It's like you're not trying to get anything. It's just simply an expression of the heart. So, let go of that. So kind of several elements there, posture, attitude, and one could extend them longer into the meditation. Let's reflect on the body then. So I'll name parts of the body if you allow your attention to dwell there. And again, the idea of receptive attention rather than looking with your eyes, rather than trying to find something. So bring your attention to your mouth. Inside the mouth, feel the tongue. And let the sensations in the tongue, the feelings, wetness, warmth, let them become conscious. So it's like you're waiting and you're slightly focused, but you're allowing it just to be what it is. So the shoulders stay relaxed, the eyes are relaxed, but the attention is grounded in the body. Feel the upper palate. Feel the lower palate. Feel the teeth. Feel the lips. And feel that whole area. So the inside of the mouth, the lips, the cheeks. And let consciousness just sort of rest there. It's like composing, collecting. Again, it's about a way of being, isn't it? Receptive, attentive, non-becoming, but present. Bring your attention to your ears. Inside the ear canals. And the outer structures of the ears. And the whole area, inner, outer. So there isn't a kind of straining looking for or an anticipation of. It's more like you're back on your heels, letting it come to you. Feel the nose, the nostrils, inside the nose, in the nostrils. Feel the bridge of the nose. And then the whole area. So each time the mind tries to kind of wander somewhere else, you recollect it onto the parts of the body. And that's like balancing. And then feel your eyes. First of all, the sockets, the bony parts. So there's no future in this, there's no becoming, it just is what it is. Feel the eyes themselves. And the whole area. And notice how the eyes are in awareness. It's not like you're somehow in the brain looking out through the eyes trying to find something. The feelings of the eyes are in awareness. There's kind of no rush to get anywhere, no anticipation. Just is as it is. And it's not conceptual. Not a concept about the eye, it's the feelings and vibrations. Then go behind the eyes into the brain. So go to the front of the brain. Sometimes you feel something, sometimes you won't. But the mind can still settle in that intention. So the front of the brain. Thank you. the right side of the brain, the left side of the brain. So then you notice, are you squeezing your eyes? The back of the brain. And feel the whole brain. Now feel the scalp. See, there's a difference there. Feel the outside. Feel the back of the neck. And feel the whole head. So not a concept, but a changing mass of vibrations that keep manifesting in consciousness. Feel your neck. And feel the shoulders. Upper arms. Both elbows. Lower arms, the hands. Feel your hands. So hands are a really good place to just settle into the moment and let the warmth and vibration just manifest. It's like waiting, allowing, present. Again, don't squeeze your eyes. You're not looking for anything. So feel both hands, both arms, both shoulders, that whole mass. Go to the small of your throat. So there's no rush. We're not going anywhere with this. We're just willing to be with each of these areas. no gaining, no no attainment. Come down to your chest. Feel the chest area. Begin with your rib cage. Feel the front of the chest. Non-becoming, just being, being aware, being present. Inside the chest, the heart, the lungs, diaphragm. To the abdomen, then the abdominal area, feel the back, feel the front. Then inside the abdomen, the intestines, the kidneys, liver, whatever. Stomach. Again, you're not trying to figure this out conceptually, just allowing attention to compose, settle, be with this. So it's consciousness with the body. And the pelvis, pelvic area, the pelvic bones. And the organs in the pelvic area. And down the legs. So begin with the hips. And the thighs. The knees. the shins and calves, down lower legs. And the feet. So each time consciousness wants, you want to start thinking about past or future, you recollect consciousness into the body, so the body, awareness with the body. So feel your legs. Feel the pelvis, pelvic area, abdominal area, chest area. Shoulders, arms, hands. Feel the spine. Feel the neck. Feel the head. Now feel the whole body. So this is body as experience rather than as concept. Feel the whole body. And let the body just manifest in whatever changing ways it does. And this is taking place in awareness. Now listen to sound. Feel the body. And listen to sound. So both sound, bodily feelings are in awareness. Now observe awareness. Mind turning to mind. Observe awareness itself. Now, do you start tightening your eyes? And then tightening of the eyes is an object. So the mind knowing the mind. So you can experiment with that. You can toggle between the body, sound, and then awareness of awareness. Non-greed, non-becoming.